Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
Forgot to hit the record button.
Intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle.
Haven't done that in a while.
In Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, coming out of the gate strong. Got a lot of people in here. So I know that I'm starting a little early, but I got to do something different. The audio podcast is going quite well with the downloads. I just pull the audio from the stream and put it up for download. That's doing pretty well, and I completely understand. Maybe it's just my ego because I don't have a ton of people that are watching live at one time. But the people that are in right now, welcome. If this is your first time, I would love to hear from you. You can get a hold of me, 407-270-3044. Or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. Or just say hi in the chat room. Would love to see where you guys are all listening. I got Scott York from MyCannabisCoach.com is going to join me. I got a lot of great news stories that I want to get into. First of them being this Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde stuff. Because there is such a big double standard when it comes to what guys can do and what women can do. Because if a woman served a guy on stage, it would be like, oh man, you know what? That dirty dog deserved it. What up, Anthony? How are you, my friend? Always good to see Anthony in the chat room. Got Fish on Jay. Twisted Movies is in here. But there is a double standard. A woman serving a guy papers, they would be like, oh, you know what? That dog deserved it. Good for her. But everybody's making a big deal about this, that they all think that Jason Sudeikis did this on purpose. You know, the guy that plays Ted Lasso. What up, Biggie T? How are you? You know, Jason Sudeikis seems like a really, really cool guy, but who knows? You know, there's a lot of celebrities we thought were great, but I don't understand why everybody's so upset about this. Has anybody thought, here, you know what? Let me get into the news story, and I'll break it down, because maybe a lot of you guys don't know what I'm talking about.
A shocking moment on stage for actor-director Olivia Wilde. Wilde was a...
And let me set this up. They were never married, but they have two kids. They ended up separating. They were never married in November of 2020. And Olivia Wilde is now with Harry Styles. And there's all types of rumors and stuff that she cheated on Jason Sudeikis with Harry Styles. First off, I mean, right out of the gate, I'm not on her side. If you're cheating on such an, what I think is a nice guy, I mean, he plays Ted Lasso. Come on. Jason Sudeikis even thanked her after he won all the awards for Ted Lasso. So if he just was some type of guy that was just pissed off at the world at her, I just don't see it. Now he's the bad guy, even though they got two kids together. She left him for Harry Styles. You know, the same Harry Styles from One Direction. I'm not buying it. I've always not been a big fan of Olivia Wilde, and I was a big fan of the TV show House.
Discussing thousands of film industry insiders when someone interrupted her to deliver a mysterious manila envelope. After some initial confusion, she went ahead with her presentation while the audience speculated over what could be inside. The envelope, marked personal and confidential, actually contained legal documents from her ex, Ted Lasso star Jay.
All right, so has anybody, nobody is bringing this up. you know, these process servers don't really get paid until the job is done. Olivia Wilde could have been like ducking and dodging this process server. And maybe he knew that they weren't going to have the best security there. And maybe this was the time where, like, I'm just going to serve her live on stage. Now, this all could be a big, like, publicity thing. You never know. Not going to get into why I think that and stuff. None of my business. But, like, why is the man automatically designated as the bad guy? Same thing. All right. So am I saying that Johnny Depp is the greatest guy in the world? No. Not saying that at all, but guys do get an unfair shake sometimes. And I'm not being a woman hater or anything like that. But, you know, during a divorce, guess what? 9 times out of 10, the woman gets full custody and the guy has, you know, every other weekend or something. If there's a domestic disturbance, the guy is either getting asked to leave or he's going to jail. And let's not act like some women, guys cannot be abused. I'm not talking physically. Well, it can be physically. Because there's a lot of guys that have been raised that they're not going to hit a woman no matter what. But a woman would hit them. And Amber Heard in this whole Johnny Depp thing is really turning out to look like a big piece of shit. Speaking of shit, she took a grumpy in Johnny Depp's bed. What type, you know what? I kind of look at that as a respect thing that I gotta give Amber Heard for taking a dump in Johnny Depp's bed. But it also makes her look like just like a complete heathen. Seriously. Guys have to, like, Anthony says, I can't stand Johnny Depp's fake accent. He's from California. Come on. Well, come on. There's a lot of those Hollywood people that put on a fake accent all the time. But why did it become fuck guys' feelings? And I don't know if that's all over the world or that's just here in America or just here in the South. Here in the United States. Because guys that are wanting to be true providers and stuff like that. And see, that's the thing about it is that I'm even worried about even talking about this because I'm going to look like a woman hating asshole for talking about this type of stuff. But there's a lot of guys that suffer in silence. You guys do realize that, right? There's a lot of guys that don't go out, they don't talk about what they're going through because they don't want to worry their other half or their family members and stuff. What up, Manu? Manu says, g'day, Tuds. But it is the truth. Here, I'll give you an example. Like, a lot of people have thought, like, I'm being heartless or I don't care about losing my dad and stuff. Oh, trust me. I think about it every single day since my dad passed away. The 1 year is coming up. But every time that I have ever gotten upset that about my dad, it upsets my mom. And I've come to the realization that I don't get to get upset. It doesn't happen. Twisted Movies writes, there's a ton of men who refuse to do anything about it because of how much a divorce screws them. Twisted Movies, once again, this is not becoming a, anti-female show or anything. If you're a lady in the chat room, I would really, really like to hear from you, because I really think that Jason Sudeikis is being made out to look like the bad guy. And he hired this process server. He didn't tell the I could be wrong, but I doubt that Jason Sudeikis told the process server to wait until you can embarrass her.
Jason Sudeikis.
The Ted Lasso welcome wagon has arrived.
Ted!
Sources. By the way, do yourself a favor. If you've not watched Ted Lasso, it's just one of those shows that makes you feel good after you get done watching it.
As close to Jason Sudeikis, tell NBC News that the documents were drawn up to establish jurisdiction related to the children of Ms. Wilde and Mr. Sudeikis. Wilde and Sudeikis broke off their engagement in November of 2020 after 9 years together. They share two children, 8-year-old Otis and 5-year-old Daisy. Last year, after winning Best Comedy Series for Ted Lasso at the Critics' Choice Awards, Sudeikis gave his ex-fiancée a shout-out.
I want to thank my kids, Otis and Daisy. I want to thank their mom, Otis and Daisy's mom, Olivia, who had the initial idea.
Okay, so really, let's look at this. If he was a jilted man that hated Olivia Wilde, do you really think that he would have given her a mention and said that, oh, yeah, by the way, it was her idea to do the Ted Lasso show? You guys know that the Ted Lasso character was a commercial series that Jason Sudeikis was hired to do for the Premier League soccer over in England. And he just gave his ex, that everybody thinks that he was out to get because she got served papers. No. That doesn't sound like a guy that hates his ex would say.
This is a TV show.
On Tuesday, Wilde was at CinemaCon in Las Vegas to debut the trailer for her new film, Don't Worry, Darling, starring her current boyfriend, singer Harry Styles.
All right. So this is why a lot of people are upset about this. This is why everybody has a problem with it, because you want to know why? It is the obsessed One Direction / Harry Styles fan. And how it seems like there's a pretty good age difference between Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. I'm not saying that older women can't date younger men, but come on, man. You know, like, a lot of this hate towards Jason Sudeikis is coming from the One Direction crazy fans and the Harry Styles fans.
Controversy erupted online over why such sensitive documents were delivered during such a high-profile moment for Wilde. The source close to Sudeikis added that Mr. Sudeikis had no prior knowledge of the time or place that the envelope would have been delivered, as this would solely be up to the process service company.
All right, so exactly. He hired them to do a job. Did he think that they were going to, like, do it in this, you know, type of fashion? No. I don't think so. But, like, where was the security? And see, I'm also a very cynical type person. She was there promoting her first directorial debut. And, you know, a lot of stuff. Hey, what's the best thing we can do to get a lot of buzz about this movie? And come on, how great can this movie be? And this is not Harry Styles hate, but he's a musician, and he's starring in a movie. There's not been a lot of musicians that have been able to make that leap over to Hollywood and acting and stuff. So this could be a whole promotional thing. Who knows? Oh, Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde could be on this whole thing. I don't think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's happening.
Stage for you know actor what? Company involved, and he would never condone her being served in such an inappropriate manner.
Anyways, I just. There were a couple of really, really crazy stories. This really isn't even a story. But man, this guy's lucky that he did not get shot dead. Wait, no, that's not what I wanted. Here, hold on. Ba-ba-ba. Here we go. Let's do this. Sorry, guys. I mean, I got so much content right now that I just got to scroll through the videos and stuff. I've seen a lot of, I've been hit by the flying fish hooks and stuff. I know this is a little bit more of a visual thing, so bear with me if you're listening to the audio podcast. This dude, I don't know if he was on drugs, but I, you know, when I was in the mental institution, there are people that are just in on a whole different level where they just don't feel pain. They're in a whole different world, and your physical pain does not affect them on the plane that they're on. Seriously. Now, I do think that this guy probably was on drugs, but who knows? This guy is sitting on top of his house right now, and the cops showed up.
It's not going to work, buddy!
I know, but just put the knife down.
No!
Put the knife down. Put the knife down.
No, man.
So now he's off the house, and he's on the brick wall, swinging around on tree branches right now. He has a knife, and the cops, they are just like, I think they're being pretty, pretty patient with this guy. What up, Lummies Peg Juice?
Jaime. We're not.
Jaime. By the way, it's Jamie for like any people that don't speak Spanish or Espanol. It's spelled Jamie, but they're calling him Jaime. I thought that was a like derogatory term for the Jewish community. But I guess that's what it is in Espanol, like I said.
Not gonna hurt you.
Hey, why is it just 2 units? Well, they're gonna turn the
end. Go that way.
Huh? Oh, look at him. All right, this guy. All right, he falls out of the tree. All right, so I gotta tell you, this. I don't know if they have like made the flying fish hooks, stun guns, where the hooks fly out and they stick into the body. Because you got to remember, both of the hooks need to get into the skin for the taser to work properly. And this guy's probably a good 15, 20 feet away from this officer. What up, Keith? Keith, are you new? Is this the first time you've checked out the show? Because, like, I don't remember your name, and I do apologize if you've been in before, but thank you for joining me. Anthony says, yeah, this was crazy. So this guy gets tased at a good distance. And I don't know, like, if he was just on a different plane, like I said, because of psychosis or drugs. But I also, it could have been because both of the hooks did not sink into his skin. So if you look there, the officer just kicked the knife or the weapon away from him.
Turn on your gut now.
Okay. All right. So why wasn't the cop saying roll over on your stomach? Because, all right, the guy is a heavier set man. Was the cop just like, all right, not only am I going to, like, taser you, I'm also going to humiliate you for being overweight, because he's saying, turn on your gut now. Turn on your gut. Fish on Jay, he writes, I wonder if them hooks are eagle claw. I mean, maybe. Manu says, either way, he's acting like he deserves it. And I agree with you. I'm not saying anything about this being police brutality or anything. Keith, he does say, no, been listening for a while, buddy. Usually never chat. Well, I'm glad you did, Keith. Thank you. And then Fish on Jay says again, I'll be screaming at the dude, roll over, big boy. But he is. They're like, roll over on your gut, roll over on your gut. He does have a gut, but are the cops just kind of talking trash to him now?
Turn on your gut. Turn around.
Turn on your gut. I mean, he does. Because he's one of those heavyset dudes that is wearing a shirt that probably needs to be another size bigger. Because you can definitely see the belly. Like, you can see his gut midriff. I bet he has a pappus. And if you guys don't know what a pappus is, it's the fat patch, which is the pubic mound. Some guys do have the pappus. And this guy, I would almost guess he definitely has a pappus. Now he's just going crazy. This is why I think he's not high, he's not on drugs. Because this sounds like what a crazy person would do.
Get down.
He's on his gut. Now he's up. Did you see the plumber's crack? The guy had straight up plumber's crack. All right. Maybe this could be drugs. This sounds like somebody on angel dust. It really, really does. Manu says, a lot of cops put way too many bullets into criminals. It's clear by emptying a clip ensures taxpayers don't have to fit. All right. Well, I'm glad you bring that up, Manu, because I got another story. Wait, I already talked about that one. You know, I do so many shows. That suspect in the panhandle, the cop, did I play that story? Fish on Jay, Iggy, you guys, did I play the story about the sheriff up in the panhandle that said that if somebody's breaking into your house, I think you should shoot them. It would save the taxpayers money. Please refresh my memory. I want to. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are we really doing that? It's a magazine, not a clip. Twisted Movies. It's a magazine, not a clip. This is something that comes up all the time. Really, really, does it really matter if it's clip or magazine? I know that it's magazine and not a clip. Seriously, I mean, we all know what you're talking about, right? People, always, I mean, it's almost like correcting somebody on their grammar. Well, it is. It is like correcting somebody on their grammar because we're talking about a word, magazine or clip. Okay, I mean, we get that. I mean, don't we understand? Okay, so thank you, Manu. I mean, we all get it. I mean, I know the difference and stuff, but I mean, I don't care. You know what? Fuck it. Correct all day.
Hey, your hands are up.
Now, this is the crazy thing. I don't know how one of the law enforcement officers' finger ended up in his mouth, but it did. And he was clamping down pretty hard on this guy's finger. Now watch this. Watch. I know this is an audio or visual thing. Now look. Now the finger. Oh, he is. Look at that. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it where you can see where he's got his. He's biting down on the sheriff's finger. Yeah, he did. He bit right down on it. Look at that. Look. The sheriff's finger is in the suspect's mouth. They're trying to get it out. Whatever, Miro. Is this a clean shoot? Because, I mean, this guy could have easily bit off, like, because if you would have bit right on the joint, I mean, I don't agree with this, and you guys can do whatever. Yeah, all right, so Gung Honus, I misread that. Hope that deputy got a rabies shot after that. Yeah, I mean, this guy definitely seems like a goddamn zombie. Something out of the movie 28 Days Later. Now they're tasting. You know what? Now more and more watching this, the guy's definitely got to be on drugs. He's definitely got to be on drugs. I don't care how crazy you are. You're not taking. This guy is just like. And you got to realize, this is why the cops all have to get tasered to feel the effects. Because I really do think, I'm not sure, but I think the cops are actually feeling some of that voltage, right? Like if you're like on top of somebody and you're tasering them, like they are, and I think both cops are actually tasering this suspect. I think they're feeling some of the electrocution, right? And you know, Iggy T says cops wear leather gloves so in case something happens. Like that. Well, I mean, that's a good thing. But I mean, Fozzie says he's on a Starbucks double shot latte. Oh, they can't. Okay, well, thank you. I miss Ned. No, they cannot feel it. Sorry. That's why I asked the question. I'm not one of those hosts that's going to be like, I can't be wrong. That's why I formed my statement in the form of question. Anyways, all right. I know this was a very visual thing. Twisted Movies says, did that one cop deploy the tasers with the other guy's finger in his mouth? That's an instant bite down. Yeah, you're right. Oh, hold on. A little bit early here, but I'll bring him on. What up, Mr. Scott York?
Hey, Tuttle, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. Are you in the old VW or the wagon that you have, or the Are you in your thing?
Yeah, I'm in my Volkswagen bus right now.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in a Apopka right now. Just got back from St. Augustine.
The big potato. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. You're at St. Augustine and stuff. How are you, man, Scott? It's been a while since I've had a chance to catch up with you and stuff. How have things been? I see you've been out and about doing a lot of promotional stuff. How are you?
Dude, I am doing awesome, man. Things are really kicking along. Everything, all of my businesses have just skyrocketed recently, and it's just been great coming out of the pandemic. And you know, we went through some rough times, but business is booming everywhere. So how have you been, man?
I'm good, man. I mean, things are, you know, it's weird, man. Like I have good days and bad days, but it's definitely getting better. Twisted Movie says, yeah, Scott, looking forward to this. So he said that he's been looking forward to this. Because right now I'm broadcasting on numerous platforms, the YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, all of those. But one of the things I want to talk to you about, because I'd seen them on TikTok a lot, this 360 photography thing that you've been doing. Yeah. You got to explain that to me a little bit, because I got to tell you, some of this stuff has been pretty good that I've been seeing.
Yeah, man, I'm absolutely loving that. That's kind of a new business that kind of sprung out of the Florida Cannabis Coach business. I was traveling around the country at all these different cannabis events, and just about every one that I went to, I was seeing these 360 photo booths. Mm-hmm. And they're a huge draw. People love them. People line up to get on them. So I said, well, you know what? Let me check it out. I was down at the Cannadelics conference down in Miami, speaking down there, which was a very first event of its type, where they combine cannabis and psychedelics. And it was just a huge educational platform.
Hey, Scott, but before we get into the 360 thing, Tell people a little bit about the cannabis coach stuff that you do, you know, so people know what you're talking about from going to these conventions and stuff that are cannabis related.
Okay. So yeah, I am a nationally certified cannabis coach. I travel around the country speaking at cannabis events. I teach home grow and all kinds of different things in the cannabis industry. Here in Florida, what I do is help people get their medical cards and teach responsible use and how to get the medical benefits out of the plant. So I get invited to speak at all these different conferences and travel down to them, sometimes in the Volkswagen bus, sometimes I fly out there. So it just all depends on the location and you know, what kind of amount of time that I've got. Because in this bus, I've got a 1961 Volkswagen bus, and I only do about 60 miles an hour in it. So it just depends on how far it is.
But it's one of those things, though. I mean, you've been around the radio station in Orlando, and you got to do promotional type things to stand out. And, you know, having that buzz, doing the 360 photography thing is definitely something that makes you stand out, so people will notice, because you're very, very knowledgeable when it comes to the education, when it comes to cannabis and stuff. Like, my mom was able to learn a lot of stuff that I was able to tell her about from talking to you and everything. Yeah. But back to the 360 photography and stuff, I got to tell you, like, do you outright own this rig? Because they don't seem like they're very cheap to come by.
Well, they're not that cheap. But what happened was, I was down there at the Cannadelic conference, and I looked at my assistant and I said, hey, they're setting up one of these 360 photo booths. Watch this. And we went over and got in the line. We were the very first ones in the line, did a video. And I said, watch, by the time that we get off of here, and it only takes about 10 seconds to film, there's going to be a line of about 15 people. And sure enough, there was a line. So we got back in the line and did another video. And I said, well, you know, these things draw a crowd, and I'm all about drawing a crowd and drawing attention. So I said, let me look into it and see what it costs to have one of these at my next event. And the cost was about $1,500 for a 3-hour event. So about $500 an hour. I said, well, I'm not going to spend that. I'm just going to buy one. So I went and spent about $5,000 on the photo booth and the software and everything like that. Next thing you know, I paid for it in 3 events.
Now, okay, so is this camera shoot like in 1080, 4K? Like, what is it shooting in on this?
Yeah, you can shoot in 4K. I use the 1080. Mm. It is a platform that you stand on, and I can fit up to 4 people on there at a time. And the camera rotates around you and films a 360 video. And it films for about, you can set it for 5 or 6 seconds, and then the software reverses it. So you're getting about an 11 or 12 second video. Wow. And then on top of that, what we can do is an overlay with the sponsor's event, their name, logo, all that sort of thing, all of the information about the event gets overlaid on top of that video. They put their phone number in there, and it texts the video right to them.
Oh, no kidding.
It's just an awesome event.
Now, I got to ask you this. Like, so have you done, like, any other events? Like, has people been hiring you to come out, like, weddings? What's the most unique event that you've done so far?
Well, the most unique event was probably 2 weeks ago. I went out to a reggae festival that was here in Orlando at the Florida Groves Fest. And that was a cannabis festival, cannabis reggae festival. They combined cannabis, art, and music. And it was just a fantastic event, probably about 7,000 people there. We had several hundred of them stop by the booth, take a spin on the 360 photo booth. And they've got their video right there. So free souvenir. I don't charge them anything for it. And it's just an awesome souvenir for them.
Yeah.
But I've done weddings. I've done some birthday parties, corporate events, and stuff like that.
So no kidding. It's been
a great way to get out and meet people.
Anthony wanted me to ask you. Ask him if he is going to the No Dome. I don't know exactly what that is. But Anthony yes. Paul Masano, he wanted me to write. He said, ask him if he's going to go to the No Dough.
Yes, the No Dough show is a Volkswagen show that's up in Port Orange, just up in Volusia County. So I'll be up there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
This weekend?
Actually, I'll be there Saturday, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday will be at Giuseppe's Pizza, and then Sunday at the park where they do the No Dough show. I think I'll be out there from about 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then I have to leave there and head to Sanford to do an event with Mike Busey.
Oh, see, you're doing stuff with Mike Busey too. Okay.
Dude. Yeah. Mike and I have been close for a while.
Well, so. Come on, man. You gotta, like, you know, I'm the crazy guy that will do all types of stuff. I think I would fit in with him very nicely if
I think you would.
I'm just being honest, but I'm not trying to invite myself, but if you know, you got room for, well, I mean, I guess I could go out to a public event, but I might come out and hang out with you on Saturday night.
I missed that one.
I mean, is it okay if I come hang out with you guys on Saturday night, wherever you guys are going to be?
Yeah, we're going to be Sunday with Busey out at the Oasis on the River there in Sanford. Used to be Otters and used to be, you know, 14 different names, but it's Oasis on the River this month. And we're going to be out there from 2 o'clock until I think 4 or 5 with a bikini contest out there. So I'll have the photo booth out there. Last time we did it, we caught some great content on that. And, you know, that's what Busey's all about is catching great content. So well, I do a lot of events out there at the Sausage Castle with him.
Well, I need to come out there and hang out with you and stuff. So what else is new? I got to ask, how much money did you put into your bus that you got there? I mean, you don't have to say, but like, it looks like it's pretty, it's had a lot of work done on it.
Yeah. You know, I haven't done the interior yet. I redid the exterior when I bought the bus. I spent about $35,000 on it, and then I put a new motor, new transmission, new gearbox, and Porsche disc brakes on it. So I've got about $50,000 in it right now.
Man.
But these things are just so much fun to drive. What I've got is a 1961 VW Splitty. So the windshield is not a solid window. It's two separate windows, and they flip up. So I drive with that windshield flipped up about 90% of the time. The only time I put it down is if it's raining or too cold out. So, and, you know, here in Florida, it's not often too cold.
Yeah. So what else is new, Mr. Scott York?
Dude, I am about to launch a YouTube channel, a travel channel that we're starting to shoot the videos now. And we'll launch that at the end of May. My educational tour company has been going awesome. You know,
oh, has that picked up? Has that picked up since the pandemic and stuff has kind of like gotten a little better?
Normally I do about 120 trips a year up to St. Augustine. Last year I did 2 trips, and that was really rough, you know, having to miss out on all those field trips for all the students that we've been educating for so long. So I've been in the education business for the last 33 years. Now I just teach on a different subject, but the St. Augustine field trips have picked back up, and we're just going gangbusters with those. We got about 3 more weeks of that, and then I get to spend the summer shooting a YouTube series on St. Augustine, you know, teaching on the subjects that I already know and people are comfortable with. So we're going to be shooting content up there for a lot of the attractions and businesses up there, trying to help them rebound from everything that they've been through. Because, you know, as you can imagine, going a year and a half without income for anybody is very, very tough, but especially in the tourism and travel business. So things are really, really picking up there and going well.
Mr. Scott York, before I let you go, if people want to get a hold of you, to hire you for the photo booth stuff, to hire you to, you know, be their weed or THC, Sherpa, their little guide, or even doing the stuff up in St. Augustine, what's the best way they can get a hold of you?
Dude, for the photo booth, I'd love it if all of your followers, because you've got so many loyal listeners and followers, if they would follow us at Follow That Booth on Instagram, and they can reach out to me at Florida Cannabis Coach on Instagram, or Follow That Bus 420. That's Buddy, my 61 Volkswagen bus. That's his Instagram. And I like to say that the bus belongs to the community. I'm just the one that holds the title to it and gets to drive it.
Well, listen, man. I'm gonna reach out to you later tonight. Find out about where you're gonna be in Sanford, because I would like to come out and kind of cover the event a little bit. I think it'd be a good opportunity to meet Busey and them. See, you know, but if I, you know, if I'm intruding and stuff, just let me know. But I just think it'd be cool to go out there and maybe film some stuff and promote any of the stuff you got going on.
Brother, I'd love to see you, man, and I'd love to make that introduction there and see what we can do together, because I know Busey would love you.
All right, man. Well, listen, I can't thank you enough for everything. You know, even when I was on the outs with a lot of the people in Orlando, you vouched for me. You were the first person to come and like see me and see how much I've changed and stuff and how many improvements I've made in my life all around. And I can't thank you enough for that. I'll never forget it.
Man, I'm so proud of you and the things that you're doing and the thing that you're building here. I got to hear your interview the other night with the, I can't remember his name now, the guy that does the radio and podcast network.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Ralph Sutton. He he's got another podcast. You know, it's kind of crazy now because you, had been, I mean, you were around the heydays of Real Radio. I'm not saying that Real Radio is not there at that point anymore. But what I'm trying to say though, is that anybody can do that by being a content creator. You know, now you don't have to be terrestrially on TV or radio or anything to build a following. It's like anybody can do it now. And you know, if you're talented enough, you will get that recognition.
Absolutely, man. Anybody can do it. Very few can make money at it. And you know, that's the key, is to being able to produce an income enough to be able to keep you doing it if you want to do it full time.
Yeah.
If you want to do it part time, anybody can do it. Anybody can get followers on Instagram and stuff like that. But to be persistent enough to do like you're doing every single day, cranking out all this content, man, that's admirable.
Yeah, there's some days where I'm like, why am I doing this? But you know, I love it and I keep doing it. You know, because I wouldn't be happy working a regular 9-to-5 stuff. Now, do I get paid like in this new community that my mom lives in now? I've been making $200 a house cleaning them, you know, cleaning off the, you know, so I'm doing my hustle. It's almost like back in the day when I first started at Real Radio and stuff as an intern, I'm working odd jobs to be able to make ends meet to do what I like doing.
Absolutely, man. You know, we all have to go do those things. I've done all kinds of stuff, even with my educational tour company that's paid me very, very well for 33 years. During the summer, I had 5 months off, so I'd always go and do some other things. I drove Uber. I started a private transportation company. There's all kinds of things that, and especially in this gig economy now, that people can do. But you've got to be willing to go and do those things and do that hustle and then keep doing what you want to do to be able to pursue your dreams.
Anthony, I'll say this, and I, you know, he says, what is the podcast listener discount on his Airbnb in St. Augustine?
Anthony. Just reach out to me on Instagram, shoot me a message. I've got an Airbnb up there right on St. George Street, right above Whetstone Chocolates.
It's nice, man. It is really, really nice. All right, Mr. Scott York, I really appreciate the time. Once again, tell my audience how they can check out your stuff.
Reach out to me on Instagram, follow that Bus 420 and follow that booth. If you guys could follow that and share that around, I certainly would appreciate it. We're trying to grow that company and make it another full-time business, you know? There's 24 hours in the day, and I want to work about 20 of them.
All right, Mr. Scott York, I'll give you a call after the show to make plans, all right?
All right, I appreciate you. Peace.
All right, man, see ya, bye. All right, so 407-270-3044. So I was talking about this guy getting electrocuted because he wasn't listening, and I might as well stick on the law enforcement type of angle. I've never understood this. They, you know, this public information officer that works for this sheriff, because this lady stole a cop car. And they were talking about, because she was able to get the cuffs from around her back, and she was able to sneak through the little window, the partition from the back seat to the front seat. But this is pretty wild. And when you see the pictures of her, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I can see why she was able to fit through that window.
Hey, get the out. You're going to get tased.
Caught on body cam at the Dixon County Sheriff's Office overnight, a handcuffed DUI suspect somehow about to...
Look at that. Look at that. She might not be the most attractive woman, and this is a real grainy picture of her, but she's crazy hot. Like, seriously. And a lot of you might not know what I mean by that. When I mean crazy hot, It's like, you know, Bubba used to say, it's lightning in a bottle. If you can control it, then it works out to your advantage. But if you're not ready for it, it could be the worst decision you've ever made in your life.
Drive away in a patrol vehicle. But deputies say it started as something much smaller.
It was very minor. It could have been a simple traffic stop.
A deputy noticed a taillight out on the car.
All right. So look at this chick. I don't know if it really, what up, Boomer? Boomer says, what up, room? I don't know if this, like, you can see it, but there's a little, it looks like a birthmark. That's not a birthmark. That is a teardrop tattoo. When we're talking about crazy hot chicks with face tattoos, I mean, they're kind of on a different level. But you can tell this chick has not, like, washed her hair in a while. It's not bad. It's not to the point where it's so greasy. It's still a little fluffy. She probably air dried it. She teased it. Did a dry shampoo, maybe. But she does. She has a teardrop tattoo. And if a lot of you guys don't know this, teardrop tattoos are supposed to be signify that you've killed somebody. I don't know if she has. But man, a teardrop tattoo on a Caucasian chick? Yeah, she's crazy hot.
27-year-old Jennifer Cunningham was driving near Water and Dodson Streets just outside the Charlotte Town Square.
Miss Cunningham turned around, took out a mailbox.
Because she took out a mailbox. And look at this public resource. I mean, come on, man. I mean, even though she's law enforcement, you can look. She's lived a pretty rough life or has never used suntan lotion a day in her life because, man, oh, man.
And took out her tire in the process.
After a short pursuit, police arrested Cunningham for DUI, among other charges.
All right, so that is crazy hot points added to her account. DUI, teardrop, face tattoo, unwashed hair. I mean, do it. Should I go on and on?
Handcuffed her and sat her in the back of a patrol car. But she wouldn't stay there for long.
I don't think we've ever had a case like this before. I'm sure it has happened somewhere at some time, but this is our first, I believe.
Police say Cunningham managed to get her handcuffed wrists from behind to the front and then slide through a small window in a glass partition.
All right, so hold on.
My first reaction is, how did she fit through the partition? So,
all right, so you must have not have been working that long in law enforcement to know what the effects of methamphetamines do to a person. Number one, they make you not have an appetite. Number two, like, you're constantly up, you're constantly moving, which means you're burning a lot more calories and stuff. So, of course, a female that's got a face tattoo, teardrop face tattoo, unwashed hair, DUI. The reason she probably was drinking was, I mean, that's the whole thing about drugs. It's not about the single drug. It's about a combination of drugs altogether. The party is opposite drugs of when they're fighting each other. Like, you got to take an upper and a downer. Why do you think Belushi and Farley love speedballing so much? They wanted the heroin and the cocaine to fight each other. That's where the party is. So she's done this meth. That's the reason why she could fit through that little window. And then she's drinking to combat it. That is where the true high is, doing opposite drugs.
Easily. I mean, that window is pretty small, and but she is a smaller female.
Meth is a hell of a drug.
And was able to scoot through.
But she
scoot. You can tell they're where they're definitely in the South, she was able to scoot through that small little window.
Wasn't done yet. Shortly after being spotted by deputies,
she's in the front.
Oh my God.
She struggled with them.
Get her! Get her! Get her!
Once again, matter of fact, I mean, you might as well, I mean, that's a clean shoot. Small little chick that can fit through a window, probably on meth, drunk. That taser isn't going to do a goddamn thing to her.
And managed to drive off into another deputy's cruiser.
Once again, look at her. Teardrop tattoo, left side of her face. Now, look, I'm not saying, trust me, I've been with women way worse than this chick. She is, let's be honest. If she put on some makeup and did her hair and stuff, she would not, there's a lot of guys. Fozzie says a sidewinder. I mean, I could see that. But Fozzie, don't act like you wouldn't. You wouldn't smash. If it was the end of the night, you didn't have any other chicks to choose from, you know you're smashing.
The other vehicle not been sitting there, she could have easily hit one of our deputies.
Tonight, Cunningham is behind bars, facing more than 20.
Gung Honus says pass. All right. Okay. You obviously have a higher standard than most men. I'm not judging you.
Charges.
Hopefully, this will be a final
lesson. I mean, Fozzie says, she's a Volusia County 8 all day. Somebody dotted that I. Steve Duncan says, she must be from Lake City. I mean, I don't know. But I do agree, Fozzie says she's a Volusia County 8. I'm not going to debate you on that one at all. I agree.
Lesson learned. For this young lady, she's got a lot of life ahead of her if she can get her life together.
Maybe nah, not happening.
We learn from this incident.
Jason Lamb, News Channel 5.
There's also, I wanted to talk about this. You know, a lot of people love their pets. They love their pets and stuff, and I agree. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people, that's all they have. Do you realize in the South, there have been a lot of killings, there's been a lot of family feuds that have started over killing somebody's dog? I mean, some of these farmers and people that live out in the middle of nowhere, they love their dogs. They do. But this vet, like, people were bringing their dogs in, and when you see the picture of this guy, you're going to be like, yeah. Yeah, they need to check his hard drive because he's working his way up to killing his first human. Because people are bringing some of these dogs in for simple surgeries and stuff. And they were getting the call the next, oh yeah, your dog's dead.
And several pet owners put their trust in a New Jersey veterinarian who's now accused of mistreating dogs.
As CBS2's Kevin Rincon reports, several dogs under his care died.
Jose Lopez brought his dog here to the Newark.
Jose Lopez is not happy.
Veterinary hospital after it suffered a small cut to its back. Came in for stitches.
Half an hour later, he called me and I was scared already. Why he called me?
Why you called me? Why? I'm already scared. Why you
called
me?
And I was scared already. Why he called me? Oh, she died. She died.
Yeah, she died. She died.
What do you mean she died?
His vet was Dr. Aaron Yablon.
All right, guys, I hate to stereotype somebody. Look at this guy. Seriously, and I know a lot of people, and I'll post this on any of my social media, because if you're listening to this on the audio podcast, this guy looks like somebody that would be a sexual predator or, I don't know, into bestiality. Because you know how they say that a lot of these serial killers start off with pets and stuff and work their way up to people? Doesn't this guy like look like somebody that would be a serial killer? I'm just being honest. Fozzie says, if you mistreat a dog, you need to put that a-hole in front of a firing squad immediately, if not sooner. I mean, this guy definitely looks like somebody that you need to profile. I'm sorry. And he's a Caucasian. He's a white guy. I'm not meaning that as you're profiling him because, no, he's just a creepy-looking son of a bitch.
The 44-year-old is now facing multiple counts of animal cruelty.
They got to close this place down. They got to close them up because they're going to keep killing.
This guy's evil, man. He's really, really evil.
Alessandra Estevez lives next to the animal hospital. Her friend brought her dog in for an exam but never made it home.
They charged the woman $2,600.
I'm sorry. But if your dog dies, I don't think a vet should, like, charge you any money. You want to know what one of the most disrespectful things in the world is? That I think if you go to the hospital, the emergency, and the docs aren't able to fix you, do you realize that for the longest time, we got harassed until we were able to settle after my dad passed away. And I thought my dad got horrible treatment in the hospital. But they were like, hey, even a month after my dad died, they were like, pay us the money that you owe. And my dad had insurance and stuff, so it was a lot better. But how are you going to bring in a dog in that had a simple cut and then it dies on the operating table and you're still going to try to charge over $2,000? No, sorry. Would you pay a mechanic if you brought the car in and you weren't able to get the car fixed? You still had to pay them and you had to junk the car? No, Fozzie, I'm not sure. I don't think he was. I don't know. I have to ask mom. But what I'm trying to say though is like, if you go to get something, and I really don't think he was, Fozzie. But what I'm trying to say though is that if you took your car in and they weren't able to fix it, they're still gonna want their money. It just does not make any sense at all.
Saying that the dog died during the surgery.
The Essex County Prosecutor's Office says their investigation started in June of last year when a woman brought in her English bulldog to the office for an exam. The vet said it needed surgery. The next day...
He's a very creepy person.
It died. Another vet examined the remains and found it never underwent surgery.
Guys... The dog died. I don't know if he was killing the dogs or he was just trying to run some type of like money scam. But the dog never had surgery. And that's what the people paid for. Fix my dog. Dog never had surgery. Dog is dead.
Literally, you're just a monster. It's a monster thing to do to these animals.
Jessica Portillo brought in one of her Yorkies for a visit when it was exposed to parvo. In all, 5 of her dogs died due to that virus.
So, I don't know. Was this guy, like, running parvo experiments? I mean, that could be on the owner, but... I mean, this woman lost 5 dogs because of parvo when they went and saw that. Was this guy injecting them with parvo? Like, I don't even know what parvo is. I just find it kind of curious that... all these dogs are dying. This almost seems like a doggy altruist or something. Like, they're doing experiments on these dogs. Here, let me put parvo in them. And let's see what happens.
A lot of people can just say these are dogs, but to me, these are my children. These are my best friends, and it's not.
All right. I agree. I've heard that Twisted Movies, parvo is contagious for dogs. It sucks. I feel bad, but I really hate when people say dogs are like kids. I mean, I kind of get it. These are the same people that almost value a dog's life over a human life. I know Fozzie is a dog owner. He's got a little bear. I think that's what he calls his dog. But I just, sometimes people go a little overboard when it comes to their love for their animals and pets. Fozzie says dogs are better than kids. Kids sucks. Yeah, oh, I mean, I get it. I hate when people take it overboard.
Fair for someone to be put through this.
She got help from Susan Janet, who runs Rosemary's Rescue Ranch, managed to save one of her dogs named Lexi. The virus spread from a husky at the vet. The owner also worked with Susan. It turns out he lost 7 huskies to the...
Man, how many bodies does this veterinarian have on his, like, tab, man? This is a lot.
...virus, who were all brought to this hospital. Before they died, the vet refused to let them go without payment.
This doctor was holding these dogs hostage for a ransom of $1,600 in cash for services that were not even provided.
So far, no comment from that vet. His first court appearance is scheduled for May 17th, and for now, his hospital remains open to the public. In Newark, Kevin Rincon, CBS 2 News.
All right.
And several pet owners put their trust in a New Jersey vet.
All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Man. It was a good turnout tonight. I got to thank everybody that tuned in. Maybe the shows that I've been doing have just sucked. Because I've held pretty strong when it comes to the numbers tonight. Not like anything compared to the people that are making bank and stuff. But the numbers have held strong. I can't thank you guys enough. If you're listening to the audio podcast and you want to check out the live stream, you can easily do that. Just go to my website, Tuttle.net. You'll be able to check it out. Oh, no. All right, I'm getting out of here.